A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Lamed Dalet, Menachas 34b, pagination is 68. We'll do a short piece relating to the tefillin of Rashi and that of Rabbeinu Tam. One of the famous arguments regarding Jewish observance is that the tefillin of Rashi, which is what's universally accepted, have the four parshios in a specific order in the Tfilin Shel Rosh, and that placement, the order, if you're facing the person wearing Tfilin, Kadesh, V'haya Ki V'yacha, Shema, and V'haya Im Shamoa, has an adjustment according to Rabbeinu Tam, in that he places them in the tefillin in a slightly different way. He switches Shema and V'haya Im Shamoa so that Shema is on the outside and V'haya Im Shamoa is after it on the inside. Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt, counting up from the bottom, six lines. Ketzad Sidron, how do you organize the parshios within the tefillin? We know which four. Those are the four that say in them the mitzvah of tefillin. What is the order that you place them in the four compartments of the shel rosh, of the head tefillin? So the Gemara tells us, Kadesh li v'haya ki yiviyacha mimin. Kadesh and v'haya ki yiviyacha, the two sections from Parshas Bo, are on the right side. Shema v'haya im shamoa, the two parshios from Chumash Devarim, one in Voeschanan, one in Ekev, that are grouped together. They're part of what we call Shema, read every morning and at night. So those two are mismol, are on the left. Asks the Gemara v'hatanya ipcha, we learned the opposite in a brisa. Amar Abaya, Abaya explained, lo kasha, that's not a question, that's just a different presentation of the same information. Kan mimino shel kore, this is talking that you're going from the right of the person who's reading it, meaning the person facing the tefillin, facing the person who's wearing the tefillin, he's going to read it from his right, Kadesh, Vayuki, V'yacha, and then on the left he's going to have Shema, V'hayim, Shemoa. Kan, Mimino, Shel, Meniach. But when we had Ipcha, the opposite, that Kadesh and V'hayuki, V'yacha are on someone's left, that's talking about the person who's wearing them. And indeed, Kadesh is on his left. And the person reading is reading according to the order. So Rashi learns that we have Kadesh Vayaki V'yacha on the right side of the tefillin, and then you'll continue in order, and you'll go Shema, which is the third, V'hayayim Shemoa is the fourth, an outer one. Taisvis learns differently in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. You'll see it on the first of the widest lines, a Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam. Kadesh Vayuki V'yacha Mimin Shel Korei. The first two parshios are the same as we've been describing. They're going to be on the right of the person facing the wearer of the tefillin. Umismol shel kore, and to his left, have a shema mibachutz. Shema should be placed on the outer compartment. Va'acharea v'haya im shemoa mibifnim, and then comes v'haya im shemoa. Says Rabbeinu Tam, v'nicha hashta masha chilku, and now it makes so much sense why the Gemara divided into two groups, because it's talking from the outer placement into the inner. So on the right, Kadesh, and then inner of it is Vahaya. And then on the other side, it's Shema on the outer and Vahaya on the inner. These two opinions obviously are not just based on our Gemara. These are two different approaches to tefillin in their placement. There's discussion that Rabbeinu Tam would still obligate the tefillin parshios to be written in order of how they appear in the Torah. And according to Rashi, they're also placed in the tefillin in the order that they're read in the Torah. According to Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, there's one adjustment that the Vahayas are in the middle. Now, indeed, there is an understanding in basic halacha that only one of these is correct, and the other one is not tefillin. It's according to that shita, that doesn't qualify. And you'll see in our Gemara, Amar Rav Chanana, Amar Rav, Hichlif Parshiyoseh, Psulos. If you switched them, you did it out of order, whatever the order is supposed to be. But if you did it out of order, it's not going to be kosher. It should be mentioned, though, that in additional scholarship, there's a Shailas Etshuvas Min HaShemayim, for example, and there's an approach that says that indeed, Elu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, they're both true. It's not just your standard machlokes, but Rashi is a certain level of observance, and the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin was somehow a more advanced, messianic type of tefillin. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Lamed Dalid, for example, the Be'er HaGola writes, Tefillin shenimtzu b'nefilas bima shal gav kever yecheskel, some sort of structure above the kever of Yecheskel fell in, and they found that the tefillin that were there were the type of Rashi. There is a different story that's related, that in a cave of the people who were part of Bar Kokhba's rebellion, they had Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And people wonder, how could that be? Why is that? And that's such a big question, because the people in Bar Kokhba's rebellion thought that Bar Kokhba was Mashiach, and they would have in fact been doing, or might have been doing, it makes sense, it's within reason, that they would have chosen to do the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. Even today, it's considered on a higher level. Some people will actually go through their life doing only Rashi, and that's the halacha. And then, as they get older, looking for additional acts of devout observance, they might choose to do Rabbeinu Tam privately. There are indeed others, though, that observe Rabbeinu Tam in an open way. That's their minig, that they do Rashi, and then at a certain point, they take the Rashi tefillin off, and they put on the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. If we look at Shulchan Aruch, Siman Lamed Daled, Seder Hanachasan Babatem L'Rashi V'HaRambam, the order of placement in the Shel Rosh, according to Rashi and the Rambam, is Kadesh, and then afterwards, Vayaki Yivyacha, and then Shema in the third box, and Vayam Shemoe in the fourth box. Ul Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Bavayas HaShlishi V'HaYaim Shemoe, Uvabayas HaRavi Yishuachitzon Shema, that the Vahayam Shemoa matches, it goes next to on the inner, the Vahayam Shemoa is together with the Vahayaki Viacha, and the fourth is Shema as an outer, or Minag HaOlam Ki Rashi V'HaRambam, and the Minag is like Rashi and the Rambam, as we've said. Sif Beis Yirei Shemaim Yetze Yidei Shneihem, there are people who will observe both. They'll make two pairs of tefillin. They'll put them on at the same time. And they have in mind that the one that's not correct, I'm not having intent to be filling any mitzvahs, because we don't want it to be Baal Tosif adding on to mitzvahs, because there's room for two tefillin if they're constructed at the right size and the person puts them on meticulously. It's possible to get two tefillin on at the same time. That's not the custom of those who wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. We're not so precise in the placement. And therefore, you first do Rashi's tefillin, both the arm and the head. And then afterwards, achar ha-tefillah, after the davening, you put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin without a bracha. It is mentioned that if a person intends to wear tefillin all day or many hours, he's going to sit and learn in them, he should be using the Rashi tefillin. And therefore, he ends up with an interesting thing. If he really wants to do everything, he's going to do Rashi, he's going to do Rabbeinu Tam for a short period of time, perhaps saying Shema, the first two paragraphs, and then presumably he would take off Rabbeinu Tam and put on Rashi tefillin. There is another nuance here which I'd like to mention, which is very much in sync with the mainstream observance, even if a person doesn't do Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Yedalid writes, V'lo ke'elu acholtzim tefillin de Rashi, you should not do like those who take off the tefillin of Rashi and put on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin la'achar kedusha, immediately after the kedusha in Chazaras Hashatz of the Shmona Esrei. He says that you should not do. And perhaps people remember that on Chol HaMoed we do such a thing for those who wear tefillin. But that's not the way to synchronize Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. He says, firstly, you're supposed to keep on the tefillin until later in davening, until Uval Tzion. After Uval Tzion, you could take them up, take them off. And also, you're supposed to be paying attention to Chazaras Hashatz, and if you're busy taking off your tefillin and putting on the new tefillin, so you're not paying attention. It's interesting what level of paying attention the Mishneh Berurah considered a violation. Many people take off the tefillin, put on the tefillin without too much intent and without too much distraction, but that also was considered a distraction, and you're not paying attention to Chazaras Hashatz, lo la'asok b'davar acher, not to be doing something else. And therefore, we have this concept of tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, but it's quite delicate. People say that if you do it improperly, it's mechsi ki yuara, it looks haughty, like you're making yourself into a very holy person. The time to put them on has to be precise. And so, once again, the tefillin of Rashi is the way we observe the mitzvah and assume that that's the correct tefillin. And the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin exists not merely as a machlokas that's out there, but somehow they're considered on some level part of mainstream Jewish observance, at least on an awareness level that they exist. Even though there are many other arguments about tefillin of different types, how to form certain letters, etc., we don't have tefillin of each type. But the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam is a recognized machlokes, even in final halacha. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.